Dictation for Mary Seeley, S-E-E-L-E-Y, June 1646. Address as a letter to Dr. Michael McCannon, MCCONNON 953-5329. Dear Dr. McCannon, consultation for Mrs. Seeley with progressive renal failure. I saw her back in 2019. She has not come back as a follow-up. She has background of diabetes, hypertension. Denies change of appetite. Weight stable within 2 pounds. Diabetes has been fair control. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. There has been some minor hemorrhoidal bleeding, and is my understanding colonoscopy in the recent past done by Dr. Person, P-E-R-S-S-O-N, was normal. Denies abdominal discomfort, denies decrease in urination, no cloudiness of blood. There is some degree of neuropathy and edema, although she takes Norvasc and recently added Nurantin. No gross claudication symptoms, does complain of diffuse arthritis, joint pain, but no gross inflammatory changes, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. No recent chest pain palpitation or syncope, denies dyspnea, cough, sputum production, orthopnea, PND. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for diabetes, at least over the last 12 years, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. She denies coronary artery disease, stroke, peripheral vascular disease, liver abnormalities, does have psoriasis, denies infection in the urine, denies kidney stones. Next paragraph, surgeries has included a tubal pregnancy with losing the right tube and ovary, prior gallbladder, tonsils, adenoids, cataract surgeries, and umbilical hernia repair, prior colonoscopies, including the recent one. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, present medications. On Victoza, Farxiga, Lipitor, Norvasc, Metoprolol, Nurantin, Lisinopril, Lasix, Protanix, no anti-inflammatory agents, off metformin, does take some vitamins, including magnesium. Next paragraph. No smoking alcohol drugs. Prior smoker discontinued 2009. Next paragraph, she mentioned a brother with kidney disease after an accident, apparently briefly on dialysis. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 163, 60 inches tall. Blood pressure was 120 over 50 on the left-sided, sitting position, 130, 48 standing. on the right was 122, and you can hear it all the way to zero. She is alert, oriented, and three normal speech, no respiratory distress, no major skin mucosal abnormalities, no facial asymmetry, normal eye movements, respiratory cardiovascular, no abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruit JBD, abdomen without distension masses or ascites, no bruits, about 2+ peripheral edema, some arthritis, distal interphalangeals, there is psoriasis, different parts of her body. I don't see compromise of fingernails. There is some rash on the dorsal aspect of the proximal fingers, bilateral. I don't see any clubbing or gross neurological deficits. Next paragraph, creatinine was between 1.4 to 1.6 until March 2022, and then has risen 1.9, 1.8, 1.9, 2.2, which is the most recent one in August. August, there is anemia, 11.9, normal white blood cells, normal platelet count. Does have elevated triglycerides, 343, but well control of cholesterol. Elevated potassium, 5.1. Sodium, acid base, calcium at 10.3, GFR 24 is stage 4. I don't see blood protein in the urine. CT scan abdomen and pelvis with contrast. At that time, no kidney stones or obstruction, no urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4 appears to be progressive. Background of diabetes, hypertension, no proteinuria, which is the hallmark of diabetic nephropathy. No prior abnormalities in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis given the absence of blood, protein, or cells. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Blood pressure presently well controlled, if anything in the normal to low side, but not symptomatic. Notice that there is probably atherosclerosis based on blood pressure detected all the way down to zero on the right side. We will monitor this elevated calcium. We will do monoclonal protein, which apparently the past has been negative. We will update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. We're going to update iron studies for anemia. Repeat kidney ultrasound, including post-void bladder. Follow up with results. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. End of dictation.